Let's go back to the phones. Let's pick up Cynthia in Ontario, California, and she's got a question about her stomach and digestion. Are you there, Cynthia?
Yes, Dr. Marshall, I am. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Yes, about 3 years ago, I started noticing a little something different with my stomach,
okay.
And you know, it didn't really bother me, but I just, you know, knew my body and something was different, what's going on. So, you know, I started trying to take different products and things and really didn't see anything that helped. And so last year I went and had an ultrasound done because I started having, it got worse.
Okay.
And I had an ultrasound done of my abdomen, and they checked my, my gallbladder and kidneys and, you know, all those things. And the only thing, and I had also had a blood test done, and the only thing on the blood test that was out of range was, something called alkaline phosphatase.
Alkaline phosphatase, yeah.
Yes, and it was at one, out of range 136, and I think it shows that the reference range was 33 to 130.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And then the ultrasound, everything they said was normal, but, you know, still having a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been taking some Bio-K, the Aphidophilus and
mm-hmm.
those kinds of things.
Sure.
For about 6 months, and then after the end of that time, I started feeling, it started, you know, burning my stomach after taking it for that length of time, because I had been having problems with constipation.
How old a woman
anyway,
are you?
That's kind of, you know, the whole...
Okay, how old are you, Cynthia?
I'm 59.
Okay, and how much do you weigh?
I weigh 125 or 130. I'm
okay.
Very small. Yeah.
Well, you know, Acidophilus and Bifida are wonderful products, and they certainly have their place after food poisoning or after extended antibiotic use to restore and repopulate the good bacteria. But at your age, the problem almost for sure is a chronic inflammatory process that's elevated the alk-phos, and most likely that is that you're not producing enough stomach acid. And the sad part of this is that you get a burning, and so you as a layperson are convinced, oh, Lord, I'm producing too much stomach acid, and as a result I've got a burn. That's not what the acid is from. The acid is from your food rotting, forming lactic acid, and it burns just as bad as stomach acid, except for most people, if the first time they had that symptom, they took 2 or 3 or 4 HCl, betaine hydrochloride, within 3 to 5 minutes, the symptom is gone.
Wow.
Okay. Now, if we wait and get the tissue all inflamed and we try to take HCl, then we go, oh, my Lord, this makes me worse. So there are a number of problems linked to this low stomach acid. One of them also is that the stomach energetics can be shut down from a scar or trauma. So let me ask you, Cynthia, have you had children?
Yes.
Okay, and did you ever have a C-section, or is there any major scar or trauma from the forehead to the pubic bone?
No, I've never had C-sections, no.
Wonderful, wonderful. So there's no scar on the body then. All right, so we ought to be able to just go right. We don't need to worry about stomach complex. We should be able to go right to the HCL detox kit. And at your body weight and your age, you would probably use about 4 HCL, maybe even less. Maybe you would use probably maybe 2, 3 at the most, 3 HCL and maybe 2 activator. And you would take this end of meals. And what should happen is that right away your whole digestion starts feeling better. Now, for the pancreatic enzymes, you would take 1 to 2 quantum digest, and you would do that during the meal, or if you forget, end of meal. It works slightly better if you could take it while you're eating. Now what you've done is supplement the enzymes that your body is exhausted trying to manufacture, because you have been, like myself and the rest of us Americans, hoodwinked into eating cooked food when we were engineered for raw food. So we're not going to be able to go to raw food with the pathetic American food supply. If we don't cook it, we're going to be sick. But if we cook it and we don't take a digestant, we're going to start starving to death, because we're going to exhaust our ability to make these digestive enzymes. So if you get on this, I think this will take care of the stomach issue, the digestion issue, Thank goodness you don't have any gallbladder issue. The ALKFAS is something we ought to recheck, but I'm hopeful that it's not anything serious, that it's nothing more than an inflamed intestinal lining. And now for the constipation, I would give your body a little kick in the pants here by going on a fiber that is, when you eat it, it is metabolized into the food, the ideal food for the intestinal cells called butyrate. And so we call this fiber galactin. It's actually arabinogalactin, but that's a lot for America to spell. America seems to favor four-letter words. So this is just a little beyond that. But my dad used to say, if all you can do to communicate is four-letter words, then you probably don't have much to tell me. So we got to use something with a little more than a four-letter word. Okay. So, galactin, I would try to take about 2 tablespoons a day of that mixed into your food. It's like a bland taste. This will give a nice, large, easy-to-pass bowel movement. And if you're very constipated, you could do it every meal until you start passing nice, easy bowel movements. It holds the moisture. But the thing to remember about your intestines, Cynthia, is when you're constipated, there's more than one thing. One, you may not be digesting, but two, you're not holding the water in the colon, which is supposed to be your water reserve. Okay. And if you're not holding it, that means you're not making adrenaline.
Okay. Well, actually now I'm not really having the constipation.
Oh, good.
Constipation was a major issue, but I started eating about almost a year ago. I found this Ezekiel sprouted grain tortillas.
Good, yeah.
And that really has made a big difference in my you know, being able to move my bowels.
Well,
so
fiber,
I will try galactin, is that what you're calling it?
Yes, galactin, and you're going to love it because the other thing that happens is when you have a bowel movement, nothing remains, so it's really quite nice.
Okay. I bought the Quantum Digest and the Quantum Stomach Complex. I've been taking it for a couple of days, but of course it burned my stomach.
Oh, wait a minute. The stomach complex burns your stomach?
You mean
the HCL detox kit?
Yes. Well,
okay.
I mean, I haven't bought the HDL.
The stomach complex.
Quantum Digest and the Quantum Stomach Complex.
Okay, stomach complex could not burn your stomach. I'll tell you what to do with that. Make it as a tea.
Okay.
2 capsules as a tea, and you'll see that there's no burning at all. In fact, it'll relieve.
No, that didn't burn. That one didn't, but this Quantum Digest.
Okay. So what that tells you is that, you know, you have some chronic irritation there, and you may need to you make the stomach complex as a tea, and maybe before you introduce the HCL, you're going to need to go on some quantum aloe drink and heal up that area, you know, using about a jigger or two a day. That's 1 ounce. That's the only good use of a jigger glass I can think of. And what you'll do is you'll see within a couple, 3 days, there's no burning. Cut down your meals to very small meals. Eliminate red meat, which is really hard to digest for right now, and let that area heal up a bit. Once you notice there's no burning with the digest, then you can start adding some HCL. Okay?
Okay.
And I think you'll be delighted with what happens. The next thing you're going to notice, Cynthia, is the weight at your stomach starts to go away, and that you're stronger, you need less sleep, you don't have mucus when you wake up. The whole body
mucus
changes.
Yes, mucus. I've had that.
Notice I didn't need to ask you that, did I?
and the joint pain and all that comes together.
Yeah. Well, because you can't absorb your food. You're starving to death right now.
Okay.
All right, kiddo. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
And give me a call back in a month or so and let me know how you're doing, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye now.